Hey everybody, hope you're having a great day today. Thanks for joining again at Look at the Book. Today we're going to be looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Last time we talked about us being a servant for Christ and being humble. In our text today, we're going to see the perfect example of both of those in the life of Christ. My dad was one of those who always said, don't ask anybody to do anything you wouldn't do. I believe Jesus was like that. He never asked us to do something that he has not shown us how to do or given us the tools to do. So let's read Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Do we have the mind of Christ? The concept of being a servant starts in the mind, in the heart, and the desire to serve and to love others. This section certainly shows that Christ has that for you and for me. Listen to these great verses that describe our Savior in Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. You know, a lot of times people say, what does Jesus look like? I want to know what he looked like. This is the only place that I know of in the scriptures where Jesus describes himself. And he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now watch this next verse. Take my yoke upon you. No, let me back up. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now watch it. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. I am meek. I am lowly in heart, I am humble, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus, part of the Godhead, laid the deity, his deity aside. He didn't lose it. He laid it aside to become like you and me. I always read this section, and I realize that he gave up what I want, heaven. He laid heaven aside so that he could come down here to this earth, give his life for each and every one of us, so that each and every one of us would have the opportunity to go where he was willing to leave for us. We all want to go to heaven. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, gave up that reputation in taking on the form of a bond servant. Think about it. The one who deserved to be served gave it up for us. In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, it says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Not only did he become like one of us, but he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. When he came to earth, he knew what would be the end of his life here on earth, would end at a cross. Now, we know that's not where it ended eventually, because 3 days later, what happened? He raised from the grave. But he knew the cross was in his future. And because of what he did do, notice what God did. God exalted him. He gave him a name above all other names. And one day, every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow to him. I like this next part because it shows none will not do this. Because he says, those in heaven, those on earth, those under the earth, all will confess and bow to him, and God will get the glory. Now, I want to just throw something out here that I've always wondered about. I hear oftentimes people say that today all you have to do is confess Jesus and you'll be saved. Think of where that ends. If that is the case, and at his coming, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess in heaven, on earth, under heaven, then that means that God is going to save everyone. But it seems to me the Bible teaches that God made a way for everyone, but not everyone will accept it. There are many who will reject it, and if every tongue under earth, would that also include those who have been eternally lost? There are some who believe that. But I believe that there's more to just a confession. I can confess I love someone, but how do they know that I love them? Just by my lip service? Or is it something more? We'll talk more about that next time. Thanks for being here. May we praise him and serve him every moment of our lives. He gave his whole life for you and me. Thanks for being here.